Ready in Kalamazoo.
Ready in Hollywood. This is a memo from Movieland.
Yes, it's a memo from Movieland. News and views of Hollywood and its stars brought to you by Kalamazoo's three leading theaters, the State, Capitol, and Fuller.
There's no business like a show, business like no business I know.
There's no business like show business, and there's no season like greater movie season, now in full swing at the State, Capitol, and Fuller theaters. This is the time when Movieland's biggest features are unveiled for your entertainment, and they'll all be appearing on the screens at the State, Capitol, and Fuller. Last time's today at the Capitol Theater, Colorado Territory, starring Joel McRae and Virginia Mayo, with news, cartoon, and features. Starting tomorrow at the Capitol, Spencer Tracy and Deborah Carr in Edward, My Son. At the Fuller, Undercover Man with Glenn Ford and Leave It to Henry, starring Walter Catlett and Raymond Walburn, last time's today. Tomorrow at the Fuller, Arson Incorporated and Law of the Barbary Coast, another thrilling double feature program. Listen, at midnight, Saturday, August 27th at the State, Frankenstein's Monster in person with Dr. Sulkini at the State, midnight, Saturday. Now, let's hear what's new at Hollywood Way.
More and more leading men are becoming screen cowboys. Lou Ayres is the latest to hit the Western Trail. Lou's first horse opus will be a Warner Brothers film titled Sugarfoot. Pretty Pamela Britton made her mark on Broadway and Brigadoon and other stage shows. Now Hollywood has recruited her to take the feminine lead opposite Edmund O'Brien in a coming film. Two Academy Award winners will be teamed in a forthcoming picture, Champagne for Caesar. This film, a satire about radio giveaway shows, co-stars Ronald Coleman and Celeste Holm. It's Coleman's first since his Oscar-winning performance in the 1947 film, A Double Life. Celeste won her award the same year for her work in Gentleman's Agreement. It seems that directors always think of Virginia Mayo when they want a very sophisticated lady for a drawing room scene or something similar. Lovely Virginia is a perfect person for displaying pretty gowns of any fashion. But director Roel Walsh thought Miss Mayo would be just about perfect, even without the beautiful clothes. So he cast her as an Indian half-breed girl, dresses usually in quite ragged and sometimes skimpy clothing. Well, it hasn't done any harm at all. You can see Virginia in her first rough and ready outdoor part now. Listen.
See fearless defiance and endless excitement roar up out of Colorado's Canyon of the Dead when a girl with a price on her kisses meets a man with a price on his head. It's Virginia Mayo meeting Joel McRae in Colorado Territory, now showing Last Times Today at the Capitol. Also news, cartoon, and feature. Starting tomorrow, Edward, My Son. Great emotional drama starring Spencer Tracy and Deborah Carr. With selected short subjects at the Capitol Friday. For the Last Times Today at the Fuller Theater in Kalamazoo, Undercover Man with Glenn Ford as a daring secret agent, and Leave It to Henry, mirth-making mix-ups of Walter Catlett and Raymond Walburn. Tomorrow, another excitement-filled double bill at the Fuller. Arson Incorporated, starring Robert Lowery and Anne Gwynn. Also, Gloria Henry and Stephen Dunn in the savage and thrilling Law of the Barbary Coast. Listen. At midnight Saturday, August 27th, at the State Theater, it will be dark and awfully quiet. So quiet, you can hear a corpse drop. Whose hand is that on your neck? Nobody's in particular. That's right, nobody. Just an extra hand on the program of Dr. Sulkini. It's a charming little thing called Asylum of Horrors with the Frankenstein Monster in person. One performance only, midnight, Saturday, August 27th. Dr. Sulkini will be at the State. Will you? Now let's hear what's more news from Hollywood. Take it away, Hollywood.
Columbia Pictures has signed the entire town of Gainesville, Texas for a film based on its famed community circus. Virtually the whole town of nearly 1,000 residents takes part in the circus, so Columbia has to sign them all up. Johnny Sands may have to confine his work strictly to westerns. Johnny appeared in Massacre River, and while working in the wide open spaces, he came to love it. So now Johnny says, I know what I want, to star in westerns. You can work and still be in the great outdoors, the sun and the wind, instead of being cooped up inside all the time.
Thank you, Hollywood. Again tomorrow at 7:30, we'll be tapping the Movieland wire for more news from the film capital, more about greater movie season from the State, Capitol, and Fuller Theaters in Kalamazoo. Yes, there's no business like show business.
There's no business like show, business like no, business I know.
Every